USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
A new federal rule says legal immigrants coming to the United States will have limits on what sort of federal assistance they can receive. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli explains.
Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within any 36-month period.
Cuccinelli also says the rule does not affect refugees and is set to go into effect in October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Another study finds a direct connection between your diet and your heart health. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This latest research finds that eating less meat and eating more vegetables does reduce the risk of heart failure by as much as 40%. The new study is published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, and it finds people who had the highest intake of plant-based foods were 16% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. The study followed more than 12,000 people between the years 1987 and 2016.
Nike is entering the footwear subscription business. The retailer is launching the Nike Adventure Club on Monday, which allows parents to order shoes for children ages 2 to 10 as often as they want. There are three monthly tiers ranging from $20 to $50 a month. Nike will send out an email to pick from a selection of about 100 Nike and Converse-style shoes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 330 miles of new border wall capability will be in place by the end of 2020. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost said Monday morning, noting that repairs to the wall in the San Diego area bring the current total to 57 miles that they've put in. She explains on Fox News why this is such a big deal.
Well, numerous things. First, impedance and denial, of course, which is something that we need. But more importantly, this new infrastructure makes it safer for my men and women to do their job. They've been assaulted over 600 times this year, which is just unacceptable. They can see through this. It's harder to, it has an anti-dig feature to it, anti-climb features. It makes it really, really difficult for the bad actors who are coming across the border, and there are still many, many bad actors trying to come across our border.
Many 2020 Democratic presidential candidates are spending their time campaigning in Iowa. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to supporters about health care.
We are going to expand Medicare benefits because right now Medicare is a strong program. It is the most popular health care program in America, but it has problems. And the problems are if you are a senior, it does not cover dental care, it does not cover hearing aids, and it does not cover eyeglasses, and those are expensive needs.
When pressed who would pay for the Medicare for All option that Sanders supports, he just said the rich. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.